planning to depopulate almost all of us. They tell the mid-level people that they're going to kill 90%, but really they plan to kill 99%. Call it Nazi, whatever you want. The Nazis had their own competing plan. They talked about it in Nuremberg. They said, Margaret Sanger, the British Eugenics Society, we're just following that plan. That's what's at the top of this. And it's so big that my dad was Plan 2, as I've told you many times, in high school, going to UT because he was top of his class, some of the top test scores in the state. He was winning all the science, fairs and stuff. At 14, they recruit him. They said, oh, this is a feeder to NASA, Eisenhower's whiz kid program. He started it. It was Kennedy, and my dad started this. And it wasn't NASA, folks. And a couple of years into it, he gets called in by the head of the botany department, who was the head of Plan 2, who was Jewish, Professor Speer. My dad didn't tell me this till he saw Endgame, right before it came out, in my office with my mother. My mother looked at my dad and said, David, this can't be true. And he started talking for about 20 minutes. He said, you know Speer, because he met her at UT. You know, we used to have dinner over his house, yeah? And he goes, yeah, I took botany for him. Yeah, we used to have dinner with him. Yeah, he called me in and said, of the Plan 2 people, you're the best, and you've been selected. And this is when he was about 17. He didn't meet her until about a year later when she got there. And Hitler was a eugenicist, and we don't support targeting just one group, but it is eugenics, and that's what this is. And we're going to set up a world government, and we're going to depopulate people. And my dad said, well, I'll still be friends with you, but I really don't want to be in this program.